Hi, this is Stuttering is Cool, and my name is Danny, coming to you from Toronto, Canada, as per always. And we have a variety show today. We're talking about a variety of topics, everything from dating and stuttering to the effectiveness of speech tools. But first, 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting with my boss, walked in, and 5 seconds later, I was laid off. Yes, I am now unemployed. Now, being laid off, that means future episodes of Stuttering is Cool will be pretty interesting with me talking about my job search and my stuttering. So for now, I just want to add a little tip for anyone out there who, I hope it doesn't happen to you, but you know, should you find yourself laid off, one thing to do is, you know, after working for quite some time at your workplace, you know, you build rapport and relationships and sometimes even friendships with the people at your work. Don't lose those friendships, those relationships. We have email, we have personal email. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to say goodbye to my employees because I had to leave immediately after being told that I was laid off. So I, you know, went home, whipped off emails into each individual. Don't do a mass email. Each individual, you know, just to explain, hey, sorry, wasn't able to say my proper goodbyes, but, you know, and then mention, you know, how you've enjoyed working with them, etc., keep in touch. And so at least that way you have their email addresses. And should they hear of anything of other places that are looking to hire, no, they will have you in mind. Now on to today's variety show. But before that, I received some audio from Australia.
Yes, hello, Daniel. This is Carlo from Brisbane, Australia. I just thought I'd send you a short MP3 about us. I'm involved in Speakeasy Queensland for quite a number of years. And, you know, it's been going for 30 years, so it's a pretty long group. But, yeah, it's the same problem as all other groups. Any social group is just comes and goes and waves and then drops off. Yes, I do have a Facebook account as well, and I did start up a Twitter account, but I don't use it. I'm trying to develop a website for our group. I've done other websites in the past, but they haven't been very successful. But, it's pretty good. And that's about it. I'll send you some more MP3s later for your show. Bye now.
Skype is a program that you can download and install, of course, which is why it's called a program, that lets you speak to other Skype users on their computers. That's speaking with your voice and as well with your eyes, through the webcam, of course, speaking with your eyes. And it's free to use. You can also, for a fee, phone telephones. You can use Skype to phone telephones around the world. My point being, it's a fantastic tool to speak to other stutterers. So, for the rest of the episode, we have four conversations, little clips of conversations, all talking about different topics about stuttering. So, the first one is from Krishna, who is in London, and we spoke a bit, we chatted. I'm not switching words. I'm trying to find the proper word to think about. You know, my now former employment place was in corporate communications, and that means we're always editing for the most appropriate words, the most appropriate voice, and all that to make sure everything is clear. And lately, I've picked up this habit of changing my words to choose the right word to say. even though what I just said was sufficient, but I don't know why I'm in this editing mode. You know, it has nothing to do with word switching and stuttering avoidance. But I digress. So Krishna is going to talk to us about
the BSA London Open Day 2010.
Oh, okay. And what is that?
So I got here last weekend, and once I got here, I had of course heard about the BSA while I was in the US. So I checked them out, and when I went to their website to find if they had a local chapter next to where I live, I found that they had a London Open Day, which is really just an opportunity for the stammering community in London to get together and to do some education and to do some outreach to stammerers in the London area. There were totally about 75 people.
Oh wow!
It was supposed to start at 10:30 in the morning, but I did not make the morning session because I had a prior engagement. So I got there at about 2 in the afternoon, when they were doing a session on the Maguire program. So I sat through that, and it was interesting because I had heard about the Maguire program previously, being a member of the Start L email distribution list. I had read about the Maguire program, but I didn't really know much more about it. So it was interesting to learn about it. And there were a panel of participants there talking to about 40 people in a room, and these people had all been through the Maguire program themselves. And they talked about what the program is and how it is structured and how long it takes. And there was, they showed some DVDs of themselves before they went on the Maguire program, and to see the difference between to see the marked improvement in their fluency before they went on the Maguire program to where they are now. It was absolutely amazing.
So this was a perfect way for you to meet fellow stutterers soon after arriving in London.
That is correct. That is the other reason that I went to the London Open Day, was to meet fellow stutterers. Something I'm trying to get used to is that over here in the UK, they tend to call it stammering and not so much stuttering.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a term that I am also trying to use to get accustomed to the local lingo. So I had also been in touch with a lady called Christine Simpson, who runs the local London self-help group, and when I saw her there, I went up and introduced myself to her, and she welcomed me to London and was very nice, and I look forward to going to the local chapter of the London self-help group.
Were you there when I believe his name is Ed Balls? He's a politician who stutters. Were
Yes.
you there when he gave a talk?
Actually, I was
Oh,
not.
okay.
That
Was it?
happened in the morning,
Oh.
and that's when I had the prior engagement that I had to go to with my wife.
Oh, okay.
But I would have been really interested in hearing him. I would have been interested in hearing him speak. He's supposed to be a good speaker.
You are in luck because they did record his speech. I came
Oh,
across it
really?
on YouTube, so you can find it there. Next up, Mandy and Jean, who, as of recording today, are getting married. Actually, you know what? According to the time, yeah, their marriage ceremony is going on right now. Ah, that's so cute. Cute, why? Because what you're going to hear is a recording I did maybe a month ago, asking them about how they met. So how appropriate. So back in 2007, I also wanted to have a comic strip, a stuttering comic strip. Long story short, I didn't have the time to work on the comic. Drawing skills sucked a little bit. First, I created Frankie Banky, which is a fox. And I have a female character who doesn't stutter, and I wanted the comic to show how she first meets him, how she first comes to know that he stutters, maybe have this big drama moment, where he's like, "You don't even know what it feels like to stutter," and then he stomps off the screen, and then in a fit, she goes into voluntary stuttering just to see what it's like, and then it's like, yeah. So I never really actually planned out a story until I realized I know nothing about what goes through a woman's mind when affluenters your mind when yeah. So I thought of just asking, a bunch of couples that, how was it meeting a stutterer, and like
Yours is weird
I
though.
have kind of a weird situation because I actually
Male or their bride, yeah.
yeah
Male
well
order husband.
mail
Male order
order
stutter.
husband, yep.
Male order stutter.
Auction, huh? You auctioned him off. Okay, got
Yeah,
it.
right. I'd actually met I
There's a guy you
I'm I'm
liked.
sure no. No, it wasn't somebody I liked,
Thought it
no.
was.
I'm sure I've met other people that stutter before, but
Oh.
never become friends or really talk to them. I'm sure I've
Oh,
crossed
okay.
people's paths in my life at some time, but the first one that I actually met was in March of 2009, and then a week later I met another one, and then a week later I met Jean. So I was kind of bombarded with
Were
all
you
these
at
people.
an NSA convention or a chapter or
No,
anything? Like, this
I
was
was
like
not in.
before you ever even entered the NSA world, right?
Had nothing to do.
I
Yeah,
mean, she wasn't
nothing to do
here
with it.
either. She was in
I was
Ireland.
in Ireland,
Oh, wow.
and I was traveling around with a friend, and we went to see. It was a friend of his who was a musician and had a show that night, and so met the musician, and then a week later met up with a friend of mine who I'd talked to quite a bit online, and I knew that he stuttered, but I'd never actually met him in person because he didn't live in this country. So I finally got to meet him in person,
Steven.
Stephen. Yep. And then a week later, I just happened to meet Jean.
That's
So,
funny.
and
The
it was
stars
like,
aligned.
hey, well, that's exactly. It was like, something's going on here. This is
And I'm the
weird.
and I'm the and I'm the
You're
third.
the third. You're
Everything
Jean's third.
happens in
He's my lucky
threes.
number. Yeah. Weird. Yeah. So, yeah, so I did just think something's going on. Not that I don't think that's what. Well, I know that that's not like what kept me with you or anything, but that is what made me sit down and think, okay, I need to do some research, and I need to ask some questions and read some books and figure out what's going on. Because this is very weird.
Have you asked him? How did the topic of Gene stuttering come up?
I started doing, not research, but I checked out books from the library and looked at stuff online and whatever. And I remember talking to you about it online one day. We were chatting mm-hmm. on GChat, and I was like, guess what I've been doing all day nonstop, because I clearly was not working very hard.
And I was like, why?
No. You were like, that's so cool. I've gone back and looked at that, because that was one of our first conversations. Yeah.
So you just sprung it up, I guess.
So we just...
guess what?
It was weird, though. It wasn't like an issue that we were avoiding. We must have talked about it, or...
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we can't even remember, it was not like a big sit-down conversation or anything.
Listen. I just need you to know...
Don't finish my sentences. I don't think I did. Did I?
No.
I don't think I did any of the
I don't think so.
The big no-nos, because Lord knows I've been around these people for the last
So you already knew.
I guess, yeah. I mean, and I don't think I did with them either. Just, I think there's basic respect things. I wouldn't finish a fluenter's sentences, because I hate when people do it to me, too. And yeah. I don't think I would do that.
What about your end, Gene? Your side.
My side. When we met about it?
Yeah. Even before, even after?
Are you nervous?
No, because I think, when I met her, I don't know when we really brought it up.
I don't either. That's why.
But when I met her, I mean, I wasn't nervous about it, about anything. So I mean, I was just hanging out and saying, hey.
Yeah,
they're the person who you were here to see.
Approached me and talked to me first.
I knew
when we met.
I knew the person that she was there to see and hang out with a little bit. And when he wasn't paying her attention, I was like, "Hey, how do you know him?"
And the rest was history.
Then she said that to talk to me.
I'm going to take my computer.
I'm going to get some coffee.
Gene's going to get coffee. Okay, so
tour.
It was at a club, and I had gone to see our friend Justin. I don't know if we need the light on. We had gone to see our friend Justin. We were both there individually. And I was in the back of the room waiting to say goodbye to Justin. And that's when Gene was like, hey, how do you know Justin? And so I went, I sat down, and I talked to Gene. And I don't know if you can see it, but...
Wow, you guys have a lot of pictures. Oh, don't tell me it's the picture from your first
night. You see that? That is like...
First night?
2 minutes after we sat down and started talking to each other. Yeah, can you see that?
Wow.
But yeah, friend of ours who was at that show snapped a picture of us like just a couple minutes after we sat down and started talking.
Now, I recently received an email from a speech therapist who was asking me if speech tools were effective, if they are effective, if they're even worth working with a client. So here I have two conversations, one from Needle and another one from Stefan, who is in Ireland. Needle hails from Slovakia, but he's now living in London, England.
My name is Miro, and I'm from Slovakia. I live in London. Okay, my stuttering started at about 12, and I use therapy when I was 14, and... it was more about reading and speaking really slowly, but I don't really remember special tools. But I remember that my speech got really, really good for about maybe half a year, and then I had to stop because the therapist moved to another city, so I didn't go to the same therapist anymore. So, and it got worse than before. And then I didn't use any speech therapy until maybe I was 21. And then I used again therapy, which was orientated for breathing and reading, and like to start all sentences with really soft, and use words which are soft, softer than harder, and that one got really well. But I had to train like every single day. But still, I mean, well, when I was calm, it was working. But when I got excited, it wasn't really working because I wasn't thinking about the techniques, and I was like, I've got quite a temper, so when I got excited, it was not really useful, and I didn't like to be calm all the time. So, but when I trained, it worked. But cannot imagine to like to train my whole life. You know, it's better for me if I use it every day. But I don't think that the speech the tools like really work. You use it in an everyday life because you have so many situations where you like you don't know what's gonna happen, so you are not prepared. So the best thing is maybe to use like maybe 2, 3, or 4 rules. Basic rules, and then just talk. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know what to say anymore. But I'm more into like build your confidence with other things than to use speech tools. Yeah.
Would you say speech tools help in the confidence building?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when I was like in my 20s, and when I was like practicing every day at home, it was really really great. Then I remember when I was in the at the secondary school, and when I felt more confident, I spoke better, and when I felt less confident, I spoke worse.
Yeah.
And the same now as well. So when I feel confident and I feel that I have energy and I'm healthy, I speak really really well. But when I'm under pressure a little bit, then I think I should use one of those techniques. But the thing is, like, then I have to concentrate to like push the like not to think about it, I'm scared or something, but to focus on the techniques, and I think that's the most difficult thing. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say here.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, so, but yes, I mean, definitely, especially if you are a kid or child, I think it's really important to train every single day.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Because then you get into a habit.
Yes.
You get it inside you, and then you really don't really think about it. But with me, when I felt it, you know, when I was 14 and I was practicing every single day for like 6-7 months, it was so good. Then when I stopped, it got really really bad again. So, and without practicing, I couldn't get into the same mode again.
How come?
Because
you got older, I guess.
Yeah, I got older, and I didn't have the. I mean, as I said, my doctor, she moved to another city, so I didn't have anyone like. Who was as good as her, and then I moved. I like I changed schools, and you know, it was like a lot of excitement and new people, and yeah. And then I was a teenager, so my hormones started to
yeah
to work. Yeah, so it was. I didn't really think about it, and my confidence at the time wasn't really, really good. So I didn't feel really well. And
she found something that. That helps. Like I find the self-help meetings very good. So if I don't go to the meetings, then my speech kind of goes back to what I was prior to me. Even when I first went to those meetings, it's kind of it's back at that stage. But it's been kind of I've been having a lot of bad blocks and. Feeling more feelings of embarrassment as well, and kind of after I have a block on the telephone or with someone in person, I get very kind of angry at myself for blocking and for feeling like that as well. You know, so I think it's important to keep working on your speech all the time, and if you don't, then you'll slip back into your old bad habits.
So it's exactly like keeping up with a workout.
Yeah.
Always being in game mode.
yeah. It's exactly like that. If you found something that you're comfortable in that helps you with your speech, like then you should stick to it. So like if you're dieting, and you're coming back on your junk food, and then you're losing the weight, then you go back eating junk food again. You put more weight on. So it's a bit like that with your speech. If you're practicing your techniques and the speech tools, and then you're feeling different about your speech, and you have more fluent moments. And then if you stop using your techniques and your speech tools, and then your assertion becomes more frequent, then or you have more blocks because you're conscious of your speech, then which you have not used feelings. Like of embarrassment and shame and guilt, and I think you're concentrating more on to not feel that way, because sometimes if I have a conversation, I have a block, and I start thinking that I'm blocking, and then I start thinking, oh God, I shouldn't be thinking this. Then the block is longer and longer and longer. It's more difficult then to come out of the block. Yeah, so I think it's just important to stick to a routine that you're comfortable with.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
It does. Mm. So we could start calling it the stutter workout.
Yeah.
Stuttering regimen. Thanks for listening, and thanks for subscribing. Remember, you can always subscribe in iTunes, and you'll receive the latest episodes in your iTunes or any other podcatcher or RSS feeder. If I'm talking gibberish, don't worry about it. Just keep listening. I also have a brand new email list. You can sign up. Go to stutteringschool.com. You'll find it in the top right corner. And you'll receive an email every time there is a new episode. But I want to hear from you, just like Carlo did from Australia at the beginning of the episode, coolstutter@gmail.com. Send me audio. I love playing audio, as you can tell. It is an audio podcast. For those of you with iPhones, you know you have that voicemail app. Send it along. That's all. coolstutter@gmail.com. Ciao.